Well, hello there. This is Ryan D, and you, my friends, are tuned in 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, freeform radio, serving all of Boston and the world, WMFO.org. Gee, it is good to be back here. In this booth with all of you lovely people, thanks for being out there. Wherever you are, whenever you're listening, it means the world to me. Please support this radio station, which I love dearly, and the show, which I love dearly as well. Here we are. It is Friday, November 17th. We're halfway through November. It's Thanksgiving next week. How insane is that? Well, I've been thinking about this show all week, thinking about you guys. And I'm here, and I'm ready. Let's talk about this show, shall we? Next week, it is the one and only Bjork's birthday. So we're going to kick off the show with some Bjork songs and a couple artists influenced by Bjork. As I said, it's Thanksgiving next week. So I have a set of songs about being thankful. I just got back from Nashville. So, of course, I have a Nashville set. Wilco. You know, I love Wilco. They made their live debut as a band on November 17th, 1994. So, I got some live music from Wilco. A set about bands, musicians on tour in our area. Some hot takes. My goodness. When you do this, I want you to call your friends. Tell your neighbors. Gather around the speakers and turn them up. Grab a beverage of choice. Gonna have fun for a couple hours. This show, today specifically, you know, in all shows, but this show is for my mom. She's one of my biggest fans. And she's my mom. And today is her birthday. Today. And she's always listening. Hi, birthday to you, Mom. Love you to the moon and back. All right, my friends. Are you ready? I am. Let's get it going. Music 7 show starts right now. And this is off of Bjork's debut album. Guess what it's called? That's right. Debut. Away we go.
I can sense it. Something
That's Radiohead right there. Tom York, frequently cited Bjork as an influence to him and his band. And we are celebrating Bjork. It's her birthday next week, born November 21st, 1965. And she's the best. And Tom York and Bjork. That's fun to say. Tom York and Bjork. Well, they worked together in 2000, making the wonderful single, creating the wonderful single I've Seen It All for the incredibly amazing and hard-to-watch movie Dancer in the Dark, which featured Bjork. And that song is fantastic. And, of course, they're pals. And Tom has, as I said, been influenced by Bjork. Up ahead of that, Goldfrapp. Alison Goldfrapp has also cited Bjork as an influence. And you heard Strict Machine from the 2003 album. It's the UK duo's sophomore album, Black Cherry. Again, released in 2003. And then I'm playing some Sugar Cubes. Hit. Name of the track I played for you. Lead single off of legendary band's third and final album, Stick Around for Joy, released February 1992. And as that was a Sugar Cubes last album in 92, Bjork went on to make her solo debut album a year later, titled Debut. Played you Big Time Sensuality off of that from 1993's debut. Again, happy birthday to Bjork. Celebrating birthday next week, November 21st, as a matter of fact. I'm Ryan D. It's Music Savvy Show. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. I am. You know that, though. Let's see. Next week, oh my goodness, it's Thanksgiving already. It's early this year. This set coming up is songs with a thankful kind of theme going for it. And I'm going to kick it off with some Big Star. And this is coming off of their third album, appropriately titled Third. It's released back in March 1979. Here's Thank You, Friends from Big Star.
I'm so grateful for all of Your daddy know that's what you're doing. His little girl got a reputation out to ruin. She was giving them the country away. Machete in the trees, dove hand up on a chain. Wouldn't let the woman play in the banjo in the rain. Can't recall a tune, but song's always the same. She's a skimmy strain. Babe, it's alright.
Your eyes. look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jaja, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jaja, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around today? Would I be around to say,
give thanks and praises. That's the Thankful Set here in Music Savage Show. It is Thanksgiving next week. I do hope that you all have a wonderful one and, you know, get together with family and friends and be thankful for, you know, what you got. I'm thankful for all of you and for this show. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Give Thanks and Praises, the name of that one. It's off the band's 13th and final studio albums called Confrontation. It was released May 1983, 2 years after Bob Marley's death. So, you know, it's unfortunate that there is no more Bob Marley and the Wailers music after that. But man, what a collection. What a collection. What a, you know, bunch of music that has been left behind forever for us to play. Shovels in Rope up into that. Oh, Be Joyful, title track off the South Carolina duo's sophomore album. It's called Oh, Be Joyful. Did you know that? It's released January 2012 via Dualtone. That is their first album as Shovels and Rope. They had a album before that, their debut album. It was called Shovels and Rope, but they had not yet named themselves after those two things. And now you know. William Devon up out of that, to Be Thankful for What You Got. Huge hit single released back in March of 1974 on Roxbury Records. And that track is heavily sampled. I'm sure you've heard the chorus in many a song, and it's also been covered many times over the decades. It's really terrific. Beastie Boys up into that with Gratitude, fourth single from the trio's third album, Check Your Head. It was released April 1992 on Grand Royal Records, and kicking off the Thankful Thanksgiving set with Big Star, Thank You Friends, taking off the third album titled Third. It was released March of 1978. Thank all of you for being out there. Let's get back into it. Just got back from Nashville, and my wife and I went down there and did some Nashville things and celebrated some good friends getting married and had a great time, because Nashville is a fantastic place full of really, really talented people, including some of these people about to play for you right now. You've heard every single one of these bands and musicians on this show. And I'm going to kick it off right now with something from an amazing album that came out this year. And it is by an artist, Nashville-based, of course. Her name is Joby Riccio. And debut album was released this past September on Yep Rock Records. It's called Whiplash. And I'm going to play you the title track here on this Nashville set. Music Savage Show.
I've been trying to swallow the sun. I've been running from the morning every night. The seasons cycle through in their colors, and I'm somewhere between a woman and a child. I've been having dreams where I'm flying, flying underneath the prairie moon. The weed stretches out like an ocean, and I know I won't be coming home soon. I am dizzy with my memories and the feeling of time spinning past. I got whiplash and the cars won't slow. No, they only continue to crash. I had a man, he thought himself a cowboy, but I thought cowboys were brave. And he went running off like a coyote, running with his tail between his legs. He's probably downtown drinking up the neon, pouring his best line into a glass, smiling a smile he saw in a movie. But cardboard charms are not built to last. I am dizzy with my memories and the feeling of time spinning past. I got whiplash and the cars won't slow. No, they only continue to crash. I am dizzy.
Small town with a very large imagination, lay alone in his room with his radio on, looking for another station. And when the static from the mouthpiece gave away to the sound below, James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his picture in a picture show. James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his picture in a picture show. And it's, oh daddy, get off of your knees. Mama, why'd you have to go? Your darling Jim is out on a limb. I put my picture in a picture show. Oh-oh, my picture in a picture show. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Wilbur and Orville Wright, John Garfield in the afternoon, Montgomery Clift at night. Oh, when the static it hit the mouthpiece, it gave away to the sound below. James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his picture in a picture show. And it's, oh daddy, get off of your knees. Mama, why'd you have to go? Your darling Jim is out on a limb. Put my picture in a picture show. Whoa-oh, my picture in a picture show. In a wigwam, sitting on a reservation, with a big black hole in the belly of his soul, waiting on an explanation. where the white man sits on his fat can and takes pictures of the Navajo. Every time he clicks his Kodak picks, he steals a little bit of soul. Every time he clicks his Kodak picks, he steals a little bit of soul. And it's, oh, daddy, get off of your knees. Mama, why'd you have to go? Your darling Jim is out on a limb. I put my picture in a picture show. Whoa-oh, my picture in a picture show. Ah-ah, my picture in a picture show. Let's go.
Hey y'all, this is Zach Schmidt, and you're listening to the Music Savage Show on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I lost the lines of the intercept. We're all gone, we're heading. Jumping fences, placing bets, hard not to give a damn. Well, my body aches, the pain's unknown, my feelings fade and my conscience grows. You can send me out to the great unknown, but I'm never far from here. So if fate should finally find me, I hope to get it. Yeah.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Twinkling stars, I stared that full moon in the eye. I think I fell in love, I found lust for life. Vision.
vision of this very room, filled with the love supreme and kind. So I pour my heart out for you from time to time.
Feeling good. I hope that you're feeling good as well. Little Nashville set right there for you fine people. Having just got back from Nashville and soaking up all that sound, I wanted to give some of that back to you. The Minx right there, Feeling Good. That's off the band's fantastic sophomore album. It's called Creatures of Culture, and that was released this past March. Up out of that, Ruby Ray, When You Gonna Bring Me Love. Many great tracks on it. An album full of great tracks. It's called True Crime. It is Ruby's latest. It was released September 2022 on her own label, Ruby Ray Records. Zach Schmidt up into that. Concrete Dreams, and that's off of the excellent sophomore album, Raise a Banner, released April of 2021. John Prine with Picture Show. It's a lead track on the late great's 10th studio album. It's called The Missing Years. And that also features another late great, the one and only Tom Petty. It's released September 1991. On Oh Boy Records, and kicking off the Nashville set with Joby Riccio, Whiplash, title track off of her debut album released this past September on Yep Rock Records. And by the way, she received the second annual John Prine Songwriter Fellowship Award this year. Joby's at Askew in Providence, Rhode Island tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, with Julie Rhodes and the Gravel Project. That is going to be a fine, fine show. If you're in the area,